We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing that there are some people who could give a fifth of their wealth as tzedakah. Now I want to explain one detail that's very relevant with regard to tzedakah. Some want to say that when our sages said that giving a fifth of your wealth, that's a good amount, that's talking about a situation where you don't know of people who are hungry for bread, or people who are naked and need clothing. But if you know, in your town, there are people who are hungry for bread, people who are widows and orphans and they're in dire need, and they can't help themselves, then you have to take out a fifth. Everything that we said, it's a good thing, it's a nice thing, you don't have to, but it's nice if you do it, that's provided that there aren't people suffering. But if there are people suffering and you could help them, then you have to take off up to a fifth of your wealth. Maybe. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know about that. You know of people who are hungry and need clothing here? I don't.
Not personally, I'm sure there are.
There are soup kitchens. There's free place for food, and there are places where you can get free clothes. There are people who might need medication. There are people who might need other things. But that, you know, today you have soup kitchens all over. Yeah, near the Tachana Merkazit, you have a Koach Latet. They'll give you clothing. They'll give you furniture. They'll give you food. No, we have a society that's all about Chesed. The question is why? Because we could arrange him clothing in an hour. It's not only me. There are gemachs all over. I don't know. I heard once from a Jew who wasn't shamil to all mitzvot that they don't have gemachs and they don't even know where our gemachs are because we would help them out. So I gave him a bunch of phone numbers. He didn't follow up on it. Right. וכן משהו מדברי הגרא שדעתו כן, that's how the gra seems to hold. ואני מידי כשאתו מסגד לתן שיעור זה. And again, this is provided you could afford it. אבל אין מחויב לדחוק את עצמו לזה, רק מצד מצווה וחנן. ואין בהגע שרחנו בזה. You don't have to pressure your family life in order to help them. If you can afford it in a normal way, fine. It's a mitzvah and it's a good thing to do, but you don't have to kill yourself for it. There are other people out there who should help them, etc. You don't have to kill yourself for giving up to a fifth. And Chafetz Chaim will expand in the footnote, which is a very long footnote. We'll learn it next time.